Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret, about a secret little show.
Is everyone going back to school?
That's the, what are you talking about?
Rolling.
It's so early.
Yeah, well, like, let me tell you something. If you had kids home all summer, you'd be like, get the fuck out.
I fully agree with that 100%. I'm just saying, like, you used to go back about Labor Day.
Yeah,
like,
September.
Labor Day was the time.
It's crazy.
The Thursday after Labor Day was specifically when we would go back.
Well, we've piled on a lot of new holidays through the years. We are old. And
I
think they get a lot more mid-year vacation. And that's
why. It does seem like there's bigger, longer breaks at various points, probably just because people, you know, both mom and dad, or mom and dad, like people work so much more. There are far fewer stay-at-home anythings.
Well, you also hear things like, well, it's ski week. Ski week?
Yeah, that's a thing.
There was no ski week when I was a kid.
Really? I have the answer.
No.
I even had ski week on the East Coast.
It says by moving up the start date, it allows students to prepare for state standardized tests and to finish the first semester before winter break.
Oh,
so
stupid standardized
more about
tests.
The school's getting money for the standardized
must be
testing.
Right, because they want the kids to do better. The better
sense.
They do.
Right.
The more money they get.
That's right. Which is really not how it should work. You're doing fine over here. You get to keep what you're getting. These schools need more help.
Well, also, I feel testing is a terrible, like, do you know how many people are so smart?
Terrible at taking
test
tests?
Taking? I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me, but yeah.
I agree with that 100%. I think it's a terrible way to make
and
a judgment like
SATs
that.
SATs and all that, I think that's bullshit too. Like, that shouldn't determine.
I do too.
I don't know. Whatever.
I, of course, walked out on my SATs and had to go to junior college, so.
Dude, it's the
worst. It turned out you didn't need any college.
Well, I mean, I don't know about that, but I do think that, yes, it worked out, but that was a huge problem in my family when I came home and they went, why is your hair, why are you sandy?
Oh, you went surfing?
What?
I'm not Sandy. You're Sandy, Mom.
Yeah, Mom.
Are you there? Yeah, smart ass and you just... it was not good. Anyway, hi, V-Hale. How are you?
Hi, guys.
Oh, I was with my neighbor yesterday. I told you earlier. And he was like, I just want to let you know that I'm very happy for V-Hale.
Like, oh, that she got laid.
Oh, yeah. My.
Everyone is very happy for you.
You bone that guy again?
Yeah, he was very happy for you.
Did you bone that guy again?
No, not yet.
I have a story that I saved for you.
In the hail?
This came across my desk, and I looked it up, and I went, this is what V-Hale is.
Mm.
Are you familiar with the term incel?
No.
I am familiar with it.
Sounds like it's out of like the Alien movie.
I thought
something.
Incel referred to angry young boys that can't get laid and they go online and are fully misogynistic.
That's actually part of it, but it really refers to anyone who is involuntarily celibate.
Oh!
They're ready. They want to, They can't.
Oh, see,
they can't find it.
The
but
largest
it's
portion
boys.
Of that is boys, for sure. 99%.
Because if VL wanted to just go get laid,
well, I could
she
go
could
to the bar
right.
and find someone.
She could.
She could be laid before happy hour's over tonight if she wanted. But she's trying to. This is the thing. I actually give her a lot of credit. She was like, yeah, I could go have sex. I would like to meet someone and actually have a boyfriend, a real relationship.
In the end, though, she just went with a fuck buddy.
Well, and I think that, you hold out
but
until you...
I wasn't against having that necessarily, but I didn't want a rando. I didn't want...
No, I agree with you. And this guy's cute. In fact, the other day, I was going through like my text with you or something.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know what it was. I was trying to send you guys my lottery picture. And I just type in Alex because then all the green things pop up. And I can find it because I know he'll be on that. And then I touched yours and there's a random picture, random dude. I'm like, why do I know that guy? Who the fuck is that? I'm like,
the
guy that me hell fucked.
It's Ryan Seacrest.
I thought it was weird and then ended up not hearing from him, but like we were texting every day and not like, oh my God, I like you. I think we're two people who enjoy being alone, but like, we like chatting with each other, if that makes sense. It's like, oh, hey, like sending messages. Does that make sense? Like the attention of, or hey, someone to chat with.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's like daily. Well, I went away. I was at my friend's over the weekend. We chatted while I was there as well. My friend that I was with knew him.
Oh. Are you telling people that you're banging this dude?
Just her, because we all used to work together. Right. So he even called at one point, or I think I drunk dialed him and they chatted. Like it was like, oh, we used to work together. Blah. Anyways, so last I heard from him was Saturday and then didn't hear from him. And I'm like, huh. And up to yesterday, I was like, that's weird.
So you didn't just reach out and be like, hey.
No. Well, I wasn't feeling great this week.
Oh, that's true.
So
yeah.
I wasn't really... But I thought, that's weird. And it's not even mean we don't text all day, but it'll be random things. And I thought, no way something happened from the weekend, right? That like suddenly... And then he responded to something I posted on Instagram, just like a quick reply. But that was it. But I was like, huh. But it sucks because then you start to overthink shit that you don't necessarily care about. And I'm like, this is silly. But yeah, I'm like, what happened?
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Because we were talking about fucking again this week. Like, let's figure out a day. And then I was like, hello.
Hello.
Well, then why didn't you write, hello, I thought we were going to fuck this week.
Yeah.
I mean, you are overthinking this. I'm worried about you.
Well, I think that, I understand.
Like, she's playing the game. You're playing those games that you play with people that you give a shit about.
Look, a lady like V. Hale who looks like that, she says, let's get this done. She expects to hear the Flintstone feet.
Yeah.
And I just instead, it was she gets it went from nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
No response? You're not over here yet? I expect, hey, we should.
Oh, you're here.
Right. Already at the front door. Mm. Right?
So now he's yapped back at you on some Instagram post, and that's not enough for you? You can't just like reach out and be like, hey, are you coming over
again,
to bomb me or what?
I wouldn't have been able to do anything. I wasn't feeling great. I just thought, I think when anything changes, you think about it. Like when something has been the same way for a while and then all of a sudden you don't hear from that person, you go, huh.
That's understandable.
That's weird. So yeah, I don't know. Could be, I'm not saying he doesn't want to fuck anymore.
No, because you know, that comes with the penis, and I would say the worry comes with the boobs. Like it's all normal.
Yeah, probably.
It all fits.
I just don't like that you're worried, like that you are so concerned about like his feelings or blowing this with him that you're
It's not feelings or blow.
Well, what is it then? Why wouldn't you just go, yo, asshole, go here?
I didn't reach out because I couldn't. I wasn't feeling great. So I wouldn't have said, hey, I was just wondering if you still wanted to, even though I don't really feel good. So I can't. Like, I wouldn't say that. I'm just saying I thought it was weird. I hadn't heard
that
from
he hadn't talked to you. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe that's all right. Maybe I'm reading into what you're saying.
Maybe.
I think so.
That'd be a boob thing to do.
Boob thing.
As opposed to a cock thing.
Right. Anyway, what are you going to read us?
I'm going to read you the lady who wrote us the 4-page email that I did wind up doing. Has so you'll be reminded of what happened. She did hear the show where I read this to. I started to get into it, and then I said, "Fuck it, I'm just going to go and do the thing." And then she says, "I did hear Thursday's secret show. I wasn't expecting that Sarah would attempt to wade through my excessive verbiage. I will now attempt to redo and include the specifics of the incident. Also, please don't say my name." Okay.
Oh, right, with the psycho husband.
Yes.
Yeah.
So here is her newer. I don't know if it should probably answer some questions that we had. Here we go. My ex-husband is emotionally and psychologically abusive with some gaslighting thrown in for good measure. I filed for divorce after 19 plus years of marriage. During the divorce, he insisted he should get my engagement and wedding rings back. Both lawyers said no. A couple of examples of his pathology. He bought me a sundress for my birthday while in Hawaii. I learned later in his mind it was intended to be lingerie. He was furious when I wore it to my birthday dinner and ruined the evening. Several years later, I sensed he was going to throw it out. He had done this in the past, so I hid it behind the drawers in my nightstand. When I moved out, I found it there, but with dozens of holes stabbed in it and a particularly large one at the sternum. When confronted, he said that I did it. Also, when I moved out, he'd attached his wedding ring to the lanyard for the Unlucky in Love secret show from 2015. Oh, my God.
So we're in this mix.
I guess they went to the Unlucky in Love secret show together.
All right.
My mom was scheduled for mastectomy in April, so I drove with my dog to San Diego to help her for the surgery and aftercare for a week. I asked my son to check on the cat since he was on spring break. This was the only time that my ex knew I was out of town and that I didn't have a house sitter. When I returned, I noticed something out of place near my jewelry box, so I checked the random other box where I kept the rings. The bag they were stored in was there and empty. I'm fairly certain he took my key from my son while he was sleeping and lurked around my house, eventually finding his rings. Also, since I wrote the original email, I discovered that my birth certificate and Social Security card are also removed from the locks box. Keys were also gone.
Oh, my God.
Fairly sure that was just a mess with me. No sign of breaking and entering. No other valuables missing. To address some of our discussion points from Thursday. To Bryn's point. God. It was therapeutic to put everything down initially. I did actually feel a little bit better after writing the original tome. I'm not worried that he's skulking around my house regularly. I believe he waited more than 5 years for the opportunity to pounce and retrieve what he believes to be his. That's the rings. I adopted my dog in part for safety. She is big, has exceptional hearing, and is super protective of me. I feel safe in my home generally. I did buy and install a security camera system with the explanation to my kids that very specific jewelry disappeared while I was in San Diego. So that thing we suggest she's done since then.
Okay.
I have no plan to confront him or file anything with the police, as that would likely be futile, and he would deny it while saying I'm crazy. We told her to keep a journal too, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But
I don't remember
you have
that
proof of him in your house proof. On a camera. Then it's
right.
You can't deny it.
I actually did meet an incredibly sweet and very tall, 6'4" man who looks quite intimidating. Once I got on dating sites in early 2018, however, due to a personal tragedy in 2019, that is too sad even for the Secret Show. He eventually moved back to the Sacramento area in 2021 to be close to his family. We still see each other every other week when my kids are at their dad's. Oh, so she is dating a person who she sees every couple weeks. Okay. Essentially, I decided to take this incident as yet more evidence that I did the right thing by divorcing his pathologic douche canoe ass. That's a V-halism right there.
Right.
So no more questions in that one. And I can't even remember what her original questions were because I think I was like shell-shocked by reading the whole thing.
Yeah, I don't think that there was any question you did the right thing divorcing him. So I'm surprised, but okay.
Right. I just wish that she had had the cameras in place before the stealing.
Wait, so did he take her Social Security?
That's what it sounds like. Birth certificate and Social Security. Like, how the fuck is she going to... Like, you do occasionally need those things. And
is he, like, taking stuff out in her name?
Right.
Like, I mean, that's like...
Even if she's not worried about her identity getting stolen, which she definitely should be worried about with this dude...
Yeah, he's a psychopath.
You might still also
stabbing
need those.
Stabbing a hole in the dress and then leaving it
there. The hole in the dress thing is so bizarre.
You know what I find interesting here is, and I this has
that's
to
scary.
Be a universal thought with people in bad marriages, which is, when do I give up on this? When do I give up on this? It's got to occur to people daily, worldwide, who are just like, we've got kids. This thing, nobody around here is happy, and we're all hoping to turn a corner at some point, but when do I get, like, that's got to be one of the biggest regrets people have is that they'll look back and go, that thing was over 7 years before I finally said, I got to get out of here.
I think more people say after they divorce, I think more people say, I should have done that sooner than people say, I should have fought harder.
Right. Definitely.
Oh, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
I mean,
I think you should exhaust all options, but like, when have you exhausted all options? Like, what does that look like? Like, that's a hard.
Right. That's,
you know what,
that's
I mean?
What, to Vinny's point, like, when do you know?
Yeah.
I give up.
Shit.
Oh, my God. And who doesn't know that couple? Oh, my God. It's like you just watch them and go,
leave.
There is
leave.
No love. They do not love each other.
You're beating a
they don't
horse.
Even like each other.
No.
They hang out with other people to be able to hand
to
that person off. Yes, just to have people that they actually enjoy. And then they just snipe at each other all night, and it's super uncomfortable for everybody.
I was going to say, and then people stop inviting you over.
Right.
Because they're like,
now you're stuck with that guy.
Yeah.
Ugh. You know, I think if there's anything to be learned here, you got to get your shit in order. We had an email from somebody who was thinking about getting a divorce. And
I like your shirt.
Oh, thanks. The horse thing?
Yeah. I just noticed that. That's a nice squirrel. Shirt.
I know.
Well,
thank
it's bright orange, and I've been sitting next to it all morning, and I didn't even realize. Okay.
I guess that's, you just don't look at my tits enough. It's right
I
over my tits.
I wasn't trying to look at your tits.
I'm saying that's great that you don't look at my tits.
Oh, okay.
That's all. That's complimenting you on your restraint.
Okay.
I guess. Where was I? Oh, somebody wrote to us about they were considering getting a divorce, and I think Vinny was the one who was like saying, you got to screenshot everything. You got to make journal entries. You got to keep because you need to be able to give it. It was you that you said go to a lawyer first. Get them to hire somebody to follow this guy and get the evidence.
This is because there was some stuff going on that was
right.
gonna
Shady.
Be yeah, and she was being abused.
Right. And she needed to make sure that she had everything all set and a plan before she mm-hmm. pulled the trigger on the thing.
Right.
And I think that
I don't think everybody finds themselves in that bad of a situation,
no.
but I do think that most people in a relationship, like you see, just I was just looking on the internet, and it's the one of the big stories in the news today. You've told us all about it. Is Ariana Grande sleeps with her co-star, who then dumps his wife and child
and kid,
and goes with this girl, and you go. All right, no, not everybody lives in that world, but there's a guy who went, I have hit the motherfucking jackpot, and I'm out of here. Like,
no, he hasn't.
Well,
that thing's not going to last.
No, shit. I know. The thing's going to...
He blew up his whole life.
Yeah. And he did so willingly, like went right in. Now she's catching all kinds of shit for being a homewrecker. And one of the stories I was just reading was about how, what about him? What about that guy?
It takes two.
Always
the say woman, no.
It takes
it's
two.
Always the woman gets the shit for
that's,
it.
That's the point of the story was the woman's the homewrecker. Meanwhile, this
it's
guy.
Because it's expected of men. Men can't keep it in their fucking pants. So it's up to girls. Right. So it's up to girls to be like, dude, no, you're married. You are off limits to me.
You know, my friend and I have this conversation a lot about actors. Like, this is why they don't stay married or together, or why co-stars hook up. You cannot, you work together that closely.
You're making out. You're, you know, whatever.
Day in and day, like, don't tell me, like, there's real chemistry there. Like, because you can see people on screen and you're like, oh my God, these people have no chemistry as you're watching it. Like, I don't believe this. And you're supposed to make me believe as an actor. And then there's two where you're like, ooh, yeah, something, of course that happened, or something must have happened. Like, how do you not fall naturally as humans with feelings, right? As an actor, like, I could never date an actor. There's no way. They, like, hump naked in a bed and then go home to their wife. Like, you literally.
And, like, yeah, it's just for my job.
It's crazy.
Just for my job, dear.
That was work. It was work, honey.
It was work. I didn't even like it. They lie. We talked about this yesterday. It was like, oh, yes, it was awful. It was just excruciating having to be in bed with Brad Pitt. I didn't like anything about it. When he's grinding on me and, like, holding me tenderly and, like, rubbing his face against the side of my head. I hated it so much.
Wow.
I miss him.
Yikes.
I love him.
Wow. Okay. No, I think part of that among the actors that make it, because there's a difference. There's actors that don't make it and don't have any money. And then there's the actors that make it and they're filthy fucking rich. Everywhere they go, people are, you know, oh my God.
Falling all over themselves.
It's you.
Right.
I love you. Who are you again? I know you, but, you know, it doesn't matter. It's that they were on TV.
Yeah.
They've been captured.
Famous.
I know that person.
Yep.
They're famous.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that they have a very low, they grow a very low threshold for pain and struggle.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
And so their marriage hits some skids and they're like, peace.
Yeah.
I got it too good to be fucking dealing with that bullshit.
I agree with that.
And I totally understand what they're dealing with there, which is life's supposed to be rad. Why are we fucking hating on each other? I kind of think it would be better if more people were, I'm not saying give up on your marriage with kids at the first sign of, of a bump.
Right.
But I do think at some point you're better off cutting your losses early rather than getting to the point where you both fucking hate each other. Your kids are fucking miserable because they've listened to you yell and fight at each.
You're modeling terrible couple
right.
behavior.
Terrible.
But it's hard, I think, to know, like, back to the question. When is this when is this over? When have I exhausted every option? That's scary.
I also think it's goes to show, like, everyone thinks you have to be in a relationship, right? Like, it's society, and this is the way it goes. Like, there's nothing wrong with saying guys do it more than girls, because I think girls get more flack, like you're a slut or something, and guys are just like, oh yeah, look at him, he's such a player. But like, there's nothing wrong with saying, I don't want to commit, I kind of want to enjoy my life. You need to communicate that to whoever you're with, but like, enjoy it then. And then maybe when you're older, you're like, it's exhausting to go around and do all this. Now I kind of want to settle down and enjoy some life. Like, people, I think, rush in. Like, it's nice. It's nice to just enjoy it, not have the pressures of the bullshit.
I think if you were to talk to certainly people of our generation, and I mean me and Sarah, not necessarily you, V-Hale, or Bryn, but maybe you guys can speak to it for yourselves. But I think that even me as a male and a person who really didn't have his shit together in any kind of way, shape, or form as a young man, was like, well, by 23, I'll probably settle down. For now, though, and there I am at 19, 23. Thinking 23 is far enough away
so
that
old.
I'm going to be good. And then at 23, I was like, man, I don't have shit going for me. I do surf reports on the radio. Mm-hmm. Like, I got to get my shit together.
Not a pot to piss in,
I don't
in,
have a buck to my name. I don't have a wife, a kid, and a BMW. I don't even have a piece of shit Ford.
Yeah.
You didn't have the fit by then?
No, at 20. What?
Just
get out of here. I'm just saying, like, I do think we have preconceived ideas of when we'll, stick the landing.
Because we have no idea what life really has in store, and it's a shit show in the beginning.
So didn't you,
it is a shit show.
V-Hale, did you have a preconceived idea of the idea that you'd maybe, be accomplished and settled down by a certain age?
It was absolute, for sure, marriage and kids by 30. Like, I had no, I also, this was in high school. Like, there was
right, that's what I'm
no
talking about.
Life without kids. Like, I wanted kids. Now look at me. But it had to take me going through it, not meeting someone. Then I took a career where I'm moving all over the place.
Yeah.
There's no roots put down. And now I'm like, oh, it really did work out great. Because now I realize I do like my life without kids. I enjoy my friends' kids and it's great. So it changed dramatically.
Right.
Dramatically. And I would have never thought, I was like, I'll never leave the state of California. I love California. Well, you don't realize once you have a job, if you really want to chase that career, you're going to do whatever the career, wherever it takes you, right? If you would have told me I was going to live on the East Coast, when I found out I was moving to the East Coast, I was like so stoked. It was a massive career move. And then at the same time, just stressed out of my fucking head.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Talk
it's hard.
About a culture change.
It's hard. It's scary. Mm-hmm. It's you're alone. I definitely
and
went through that where I was like,
you may have said no to because maybe I had not then, I guess I was 29 when that happened, but you have kids, they're in school, they have friends, there's a whole life. You might say, well, I'm just going to stay in a small market forever because
you not might, you will.
Life and family's here.
Yeah, you sacrifice so, everything for your everything, kids. You absolutely everything. Will.
Yeah. So.
That's crazy. All right, listen, I'm wrapping this up
we're
now.
Calling
did
it.
We even answer her question?
I'm not sure.
Think there was a question. Was there a question?
No, not really.
She's a
right?
Psychopath and run. That's yeah. I mean,
well, right, but also you know those. Let's keep those cameras on. Let's get as much of that document. I'm really effing worried about the Social Security card and the birth certificate.
Yeah, that's, we need closure on that. Did he just take it out of the safe to fuck with her, or did he take it?
You can sell. So if you have both of those pieces of information, you could sell that for thousands of dollars because now someone can build an entire. I'm not
probably
trying to freak you out, lady. You might be listening.
I would go to the cops,
but
just
I would
on that
definitely
alone.
Be 1, tripping 000%. On that. He can sell. That is how
I would
I don't
have
know
your kid let you into his house and you find that shit.
Icky had been throwing a party at his house. This is a kid who used to work on the show. He was throwing a party at his house. Someone stole his Social Security card and his birth certificate, and he ended up with people in pursuit of him, not just legally, but the law. He had an arrest warrant out for him somewhere in the Midwest.
Yes.
Because someone bought a car with his name and this built.
Yep. Identity.
Identity. And then just took the car. They stole the car. They never paid one penny on it. And he's
it's
sitting
like your
here,
worst nightmare.
Unbeknownst to him, in Oregon with me when we were working together. And the police are showing up going, you've got an arrest warrant in Mississippi that you have to answer to because this is whatever. And he's like, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I've never been there.
What are you talking about? And they're like, well, sorry. Someone's got your name and is doing stuff out in the world. And then he got a lawyer and found out there were multiple identities out there with his name
right.
and multiple purchases being made in
and
his
even
name.
Even if you're cleared legal, like by the law,
you can still
you're
be liable.
Rebuilding your credit, I mean, you're fucked for years.
They were pursuing him for the money and he was broke.
And hadn't made those purchases.
Right.
It's so awful. It's just, it's thievery on a level that fucks someone who's not even a part of the party.
So I would say it's very possible this guy's just done that to fuck with you because he knows at
Let's
some point you're going to go looking for these items and then they won't be there. And it will certainly trip up something you're trying to do. Buy a home, buy, you know, whatever. These things, get a passport.
Right.
You would need those two items.
Yes, you would.
So I think that maybe that's just what he's up to. I'd like to
get
think
a new
he didn't.
Safe. Didn't she say he took it out of the safe?
Yeah, I think he did.
Lockbox, so I think lockbox, is the term she said.
Yeah, get all
Jesus.
New stuff.
Yikes.
Oh, boy.
All right, well, V-Hale, I hope that you get throttled hard this week, like legs fully pushed back and just hammered.
Thanks. I mean, my parents are coming to town.
So probably not going to happen. All right.
All right. Maybe next week.
Maybe next week.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, you'll be extra horny for him next week. Send the emails to Bryn, B-R-Y-N, at RadioAlice.com, and we'll see you tomorrow on Friday. Thanks for being on today, V.
Thank you.
Have a great show.
I will. Woo.
Woo.
The end.
Woo.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow. Your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom. Car's in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really. Or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom!
One sec, sweetie.
Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really?